It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. In disasters, you often hear survivors and witnesses say it was like a movie. This morning, we're hearing about a terrible event that for a while, it became part of the movie experience. The Denver suburb of Aurora, a gunman opened up fire in a packed movie theater where the new Batman film was premiering. So far, authorities confirmed the deaths of 12 people and the wounding of at least 50 others. Witnesses describe a chaotic scene where many didn't register the fact that the gunfire was not on the movie screen, but being aimed at them. Ben Marcus, a reporter for Colorado Public Radio, has been at the scene and he's been tracking developments. And Ben, tell us what witnesses are telling you.
Like you said, confusion and chaos. There was a big action scene in the movie at the time the gunman walked into the theater. So the explosion, which apparently was less of an explosion and more of a hissing sound because gas was coming out of a canister, and then gunshots. So, you know, people were obviously did not exactly know what was going on. I talked to Jennifer Seeger. She had got to the theater a little bit late and had sat near the exit. And she said that the gunman walked by her. He had a gas mask on, Kevlar, and this is what she was saying.
He had a gas mask on, he had Kevlar, and a gun. And I thought it was part of the show at first. You know, I didn't think anything of it because I was just like, what is this guy doing? And he threw this gas can. And then I was just like, well, maybe that's just smoke or something for an effect. Then he shot his gun into the ceiling. And at that point, I knew he wasn't playing around.
Yeah, so when I talked to her, she still had blood on her arm. She tried to help somebody who had been shot in the back. The gunman soon aimed the gun directly at her, and she said she started running.
He's shooting the people trying to escape. And I just saw him going upstairs and just shooting people. Anybody that got up, that tried to leave the aisle, he would shoot. Just shoot at random, no particular order. And there was little children, there was women, there was just people there. There were little kids. There was a six-year-old that got shot, apparently.
So, of course, this is a movie, the Dark Knight series, that kids would be at and young people, certainly. Tell us what it looks like now. I mean, the FBI is now assisting in what they call an active investigation and possibly even an active crime scene.
They are. The movie theater where the showing was, a giant mall theater complex, all the parking lots around that have been shut down. There were some earlier reports that maybe an explosive device was in the parking lot somewhere. The authorities have also gone to his apartment. The suspect told authorities apparently that there may be an explosive device in the apartment. We've also gotten some reports that the police are there. They've cordoned off an area around the apartment, and it may be booby-trapped. So we still haven't heard word back on what exactly is going on there.
Do you know anything yet about the suspect other than the descriptions that we just heard from eyewitness Jennifer Seeger and many others about what he actually did?
No, that's pretty much it. He was wearing a gas mask. He looked, what I've heard from several people is he looked very military. They obviously thought it was part of the show, some kind of gimmick of some sort. 24-year-old male, lives here in Aurora. And that's all we know so far. There were some reports that maybe there was a second gunman, but I haven't seen anything that confirms that, and the police department hasn't confirmed that either.
And Ben, just very briefly, where are you now, and what are authorities doing?
I'm at Gateway High School. This is where they brought the hundreds of witnesses that were in the theater complex. The show was being played in three separate theaters, so just a lot of people here, a lot of people still milling around. Families coming in, hugging and crying. It's a pretty emotional scene.
Ben, thank you, and thank you for doing this with us this morning. We'll hear more about it as the morning goes on. That's Colorado Public Radio's Ben Marcus.